Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
Ask yourself, what kind of example are you setting for others?
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Hi, everybody. It's July 13th. It's Wednesday. It's going to be a high of 81 degrees in Chico, so it's another really nice day out, so enjoy it. Glad you're listening this morning. We're talking and continuing a conversation with the Reverend Donald Jordan, the pastor at Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church in Chico, and we've been discussing the role of women in the church. And the Missouri Synod Lutheran Church, along with many other more conservative Orthodox churches, believe that women's roles in the church should be limited and not include being ordained servants of the Lord. And this, for some people, first of all, welcome to the show, Pastor Jordan.
Thank you.
For some people, that they have a real difficult time understanding that. And let's kind of recap what we said yesterday. Is it okay, based on what the Scripture says, just kind of recap some of the Scriptures that say that women being ordained ministers is not what God would want?
Yes, they're very clear. You can go to the Gospels and look at Christ calling the 12 men as apostles, clearly all male, no instance of calling a female to the office of apostle. Then you can go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 1 Timothy chapter 2, Titus chapter 1, in which there are very clear prohibitions against a woman preaching or teaching or exercising authority over the men in the public services of the church. So there are clear examples in Scripture that would prohibit that.
It is so difficult, though, for today's culture to understand the reasoning behind it.
Sure. If a young lady comes up to me or comes up to you and says, well, I'd really like to be a pastor. I'd love to serve the Lord. Right. I would just have such great joy in proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Why can't I be a pastor? And I've had young women ask me that, and people in Bible class say, Pastor, why is it? You know, are we just being fuddy-duddies? Are we being dinosaurs from the past? Are we discriminating? And the answer is very clearly because the Lord has told us so and revealed it in His Word. And we speak that truth in love, with all compassion, and yet with integrity, because this is what God has revealed to us in His Word.
You know, none of us speak for God, but my sense is, though, I don't know. Of course, I'm putting my own views on it, not God's. But God, I would find it hard to believe that God would view it as a sin if a woman really wanted to do this. I mean, she's not. If a woman wanted to do it for all the right reasons, not to say, look, I'm a woman who's a minister, but I'm a woman who wants to go out there and serve God. And how could God look at that woman and say, what you're doing is sinful? You mean so well. Mm-hmm. I find it. I couldn't understand how God would view that as being sinful.
Well, it's kind of like somebody's telling me, well, I think God just wants me to be happy in my life. So Right. Then they justify anything, whether it's their marriage or whatever, adultery. I just mm-hmm. want to be happy in life. And I think it goes back to the garden, that the fruit was pleasing to the eye. And isn't that the essence of sin, that what pleases me, what I want to do? Okay. And I did it my way, the old song. Mm-hmm. It's all about me. And I think it can sound very noble, it can sound very endearing and very sincere, but we have to test it all with the Scriptures and say, is this going against God's will and God's revealed Word? And that has to be the basis of judging any intention in life, of whatever we do.
We were talking also yesterday about how this is sort of the slippery slope, and then we'll go on to some new areas about where women really do fit into the church. But we've talked about how oftentimes it starts with women and ministers, and then it leads into homosexuals, gay-affirming churches that we have many of here in Chico. Talk briefly about that, how this seems to be the slippery slope. This is kind of where it starts.
Yes. Well, historically, Christian churches did not ordain women into the ministry. That was always the pagans and the cults outside of Christianity. Mm-hmm. But at least here in America, within the last you know, 100 years, 50 years or so, going on 30 years now, 40 years in the Lutheran churches, women have been ordained into the office of the ministry. And I've looked at this historically and have always seen this nexus, this connection, that when a church allows a woman to be a pastor, which is against Scripture, then sooner or later they will allow for homosexuals to serve as pastors. And the ball just keeps rolling, then other portions of Scripture are denied as well. So it is a slippery slope. It's a very dangerous thing. And therefore, I've always admonished people and asked people that are part of a church that has women serving as pastors to look at the totality of Scripture and say, wait a second, if we deny one portion of Scripture, ultimately we will deny all portions.
Is your church doing well despite this resistance? Other conservative churches have any problems, or do you believe, as we kind of touched on a little bit yesterday, that perhaps there's sort of a retro movement where people want to go back to the roots of the church, and as everything goes in cycles, and maybe they want to go back? At least that might be a hopeful.
Well, it is. And I can't say that I have people clamoring for this. Mm-hmm. The people of our congregation are well taught in the Scriptures. Those who don't know where we stand or why we stand, I teach them. That's mm-hmm. my responsibility as a shepherd, to teach them the Word of God. But once you teach people from the Scripture and they accept God's Word, they really don't have a problem with it. And even the women who want to serve God understand that there's other roles and other ways that they can serve the Lord with great joy.
What I want to do in our next segment after this break is talk about some of the ways in which Christ himself interacted with women. And it's actually very interesting, at least from my perspective, and I'll see whether you agree with me. I'm certainly a novice at this myself. I'm no minister, but I have some ideas on this, and I want to see if you share them. We'll be right back with more Live Local Talk on KKXX Live Radio. If you're ever in need of a dentist, let me tell you who my family and I go to. Dr. Eric Eltzroth knows his stuff. His dental hygienists give thorough cleanings. I love this. It's not just 45 minutes, but a full hour. And I love how they know my insurance benefits better than I do, so I maximize my health benefits. When you need dental work or just your six-month cleaning, you can trust Dr. Eric Eltzroth at 895-1999. Dr. Eltzroth's office is at the corner of Eaton and the Esplanade. Dr. Eric Eltzroth, 895-1999. He'll give you something to smile about. Jerry O'Lennon here for ABC Books. If you're looking to save money and get quality new and used books, try ABC Books in Chico. They're at the corner of East and Cohasset near Walgreens. Stop in and say hi to their friendly staff. They can show you how you can save 50 to 90% off new and used books. You never know what hidden gems you may find. Call ABC Books today at 893-4342. That's 893-4342. ABC Books, where saving money is as easy as ABC.
This is Live Local Talk.
Welcome back to the show, and I'm going to get a little bold here. We're speaking with the Reverend Donald Jordan, the pastor of Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church. If you like what you're hearing, you might want to give his ministry a chance. 342-6085. His church is located over on Hawthorne Avenue. Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church, 342-6085. There might be some people, Pastor, who look at Jesus as being, by today's terms, a sexist. And I say that because, but I don't think so. I think that Christ, at least based on the stories that I'm aware of, and you know many more of them than I do, he was very deferential toward women. And I think of the Mary Magdalene story, first of all. It's one that comes to mind most. Mary Magdalene was sinning. She was prostituting herself. That's a sin. But it seemed like Christ was more angry at those men who were taking advantage of her or loose morals than he was of her. And I also think about the woman at the well, who by today's standards was a very foul word that we wouldn't even say on the radio. But he listened and he tried to understand her and tried to teach her and was very patient with her, whereas he may not have been as patient with a man who was doing something similar. Am I wrong in this analysis?
No, Jesus actually was very kind, loving, of course, to all people.
Right.
But he was very harsh towards the Pharisees.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. But John 8 is a good example of the woman caught in adultery and how she was brought before him, and they wanted to stone her for committing adultery. And he says, hey, wait a second. He who is without sin, let him cast the first stone.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ministered to that woman, and he didn't condemn her or judge her, but he said to her, go and sin no more.
If anything, he condemned those who were ready to throw the
stones. He condemned those who were self-righteous.
Right.
As if they were the righteous ones and everybody else was a sinner. Christ taught that we're all sinners. All these women were sinners.
Uh-huh.
Even St. Mary, the mother of our Lord, was not without sin. She was a sinner who believed in her Savior, and therefore he took every opportunity to bring the gospel of forgiveness to these ladies who were caught up in some very bad sins very often. And yet he restored them, he forgave them and loved them.
Do you think God expects more of men than he does of women?
God expects, in a sense, he expects nothing of us because none of us can provide anything.
Okay.
We're all in need of salvation in that sense. We're all sinners, and there is no distinction.
Mm-hmm.
Men are sinners, women are sinners, little children. We're all sinners before God in that sense. I would say that what God asks of us is to believe in Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit, to receive his forgiveness, the gift of everlasting life, to be baptized. In that sense, that gospel is for everybody. But now within our vocations, our various callings in life, a man has a certain calling as a husband. A woman has a certain calling as a wife. A pastor has a certain calling. But those are always according to Scripture. I wouldn't say that they're higher or lower. And I wouldn't even say that being in the office of a pastor is a higher office in the church. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's an office of humility and servanthood. It's just different. There's different expectations, different standards, which God has laid down in Scripture. Even a child has a vocation. He has a calling to serve God by honoring his father and his mother. So I wouldn't say they're higher or lower standards for men or women. They're just different according to Scripture.
excuse me. I kind of want to switch gears here and talk a little bit about the Catholic Church. I know you're Lutheran, but the way the Catholic Church treats Mary, for example, is that sort of a way, do you think, that the Catholic Church tries to make up for their very strong roles in saying that only men are? Forget that. Let's go back to what we were talking during a commercial break about. You were making the case of, it seems like everything is male dominated, but we talk about the bride of the church. Explain what you meant there again.
Sure, that's a beautiful picture in Scripture where we have God the Father. God doesn't have a gender in a sense, because God the Father doesn't have a body, but mm-hmm. he is male. His person mm-hmm. is male. He's described in male terms. He's a father. We can't change that. That has been revealed to us in Scripture. Certain churches are changing that now, but mm-hmm. God is our Father. God sent his Son. He did not send a daughter. He did not send an it.
Mm-hmm.
He sent his Son. Now, Jesus' gender is male. Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit and took on a male body in the womb of Mary. And that gift was sent to the church. Now, the church is the bride of Christ. The church is described in feminine terms. Now, a woman cannot put life into a male. Only a male can take the seed, the sperm, as it were, and put that into the life of the female and engender and conceive another life. And that's how God does it, through the office of Christ, through the gospel, and through the male representatives of Christ. He puts that life through the gospel, through the sacraments, through baptism, Lord's Supper, into the church. And the church bears children, children of God.
Mm-hmm.
The church is called the bride of Christ. And you have that beautiful balance there then of the male, the female, the bride, and the groom. And it all fits so wonderfully. it complements one another.
What should the role of women be in the church? What kind of things I'm sure you have very strong women at your church and have leadership roles. What kind of things do the women at Redeemer Lutheran Church do?
Well, I'll tell you what. The first place a woman serves God is really in her home. I always tell them that, remind them of that. That's a beautiful calling, to be a wife, to be a mother, to be a grandmother, to be a neighbor. we can serve God right in a very basic way, right in our home, in our family, in our neighborhoods. And I always remind the women of that. You want to serve God? Do it by being a faithful wife. Do it by being a faithful mother. That's a noble, high calling. Even if you're changing a dirty diaper or mopping the floor, it all seems so mundane. We always look at, oh, well, I want to serve God in a churchly vocation. But look at that cup of cold water and just the humble ways that you can serve the Lord. And that's one of the first places, but maybe after the break, we can talk about how a woman can serve God within the institution of the church.
We'll do that right after this break. We're talking with Pastor Donald Jordan of Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church. You're listening to Live Local Talk on KKXX Live Radio. We'll take a quick break and be back in about 60 seconds.
Fairchild Automotive, specializing in Hondas, and now, pleased to announce, specializing in European vehicles. Don't just trust anyone. When it's time for your next service or maintenance, remember Fairchild Automotive. They're the number one smog and repair facility in Chico with over 30 years of experience. They are ASE certified and AAA approved. Fairchild Automotive is located between Fair and Park Avenue, right off East 20th Street on Pavis Court. You can trust Fairchild Automotive, where they're affordable, friendly, and reliable.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
Ask yourself, what kind of example are you setting for others?
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Welcome back to the program. We're discussing women's roles in the church, whether they should be ordained or not. Our guest, the Reverend Donald Jordan of Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church here in Chico, says they should not be based on scriptures. But this also brought to mind, you know, the issues of what should be done with what women should do in the church. And I also started thinking during the break, Pastor, the percentage of homosexuals, for example, in the population is maybe 5%. But for whatever reason, I think people, this culture thinks that this 5% needs to be protected for some reason and needs to be given some sort of special deference when they account only 5%. I'm wondering if the same thing too applies to women in the pulpit. What percentage of women out there were in the church where it really matters to them being in the pulpit? It might just be a very small minority, but they're the most vocal, they're the loudest, and they get the most attention. Maybe there's not that many women out there that really want to be in the pulpit, or am I wrong?
Well, there's a little bit of humor to that, too. There's a lot of humor to that, Jerry, because people oftentimes mention to me, they said, I wouldn't want your job for anything in the world.
Right.
You know, why would any man want to be a pastor? You know, you're on duty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know, low pay, trying to keep people happy. You know, it's endless. People judge you. They critique you and so on. You can't ever please all the people all the time and so on, too.
Well, not like being a television newscaster.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Right?
Yeah,
you know, it's all about ratings, right? Yeah. It's, you know, what do the people think and so on? And I've told people, well, you have to clearly understand your calling and put all that aside and say, am I being faithful to the Word of God? And God is the one who will judge according to Scripture. So with the issue of that, and that's always a tough calling when God was calling me with that inner voice, so to speak, you know, who am I to speak for God? And the whole issue of the women, too, the women clamoring, I don't think there's a lot. And I think in the churches where people are rightly taught, we certainly don't have that either. But there are a number of them, and I think they are loud, and they are boisterous, and they're getting the headlines and so on. But again, you have to go back to Scripture and say, what does the Word of God say about this issue? Not what the culture says, not what the inner feeling might be, but let the Scripture guide you in all these things and then serve God. And I've pointed to women of wonderful opportunities of service that abound in the church, such as the office of deaconess, for example, serving the bodily needs of other women in the church, director of Christian education, Sunday school teacher, Lutheran Women's Missionary League, bell choir, voice choir, organist. The list goes on and on and on. There are many, many opportunities for service.
But you know, but for some, they're going to say they want to be, it's like they want to, you know, nothing wrong with this. You know, why can't we can have a woman president? Why can't we have a woman be and there are going to be some out there who insist that, well, it's just our sex that's different.
Well,
that,
yeah,
that,
Jerry,
should, that shouldn't be enough.
Yeah, I have a true confession to you.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to bear a baby in life.
Right, right.
And maybe you have too. No, I'm just
right.
kidding.
I know.
We can't bear children.
Right.
I'm a male. You're a male. You and I will never bear children. We will never have that opportunity to have a human life within us for 9 months.
I know.
That the Virgin Mary had, that your wife had, that my wife had. What an honor and what a privilege. And that's okay. God has ordained that you be a male, that I be a male. God has ordained that others be females. Yet all children of God, equal possessors of the gospel, the forgiveness of sins, the kingdom of Christ, and so on. No discrimination there. But yet our callings are different. Our bodies are different. Our temperament is different. And I think rather than trying to usurp that or change it, why can't we just accept what God has given us
and celebrate it in some
ways? Celebrate it and be glad for it, that this is where God has placed me, always according to his word. We always want to muck up what God has ordained so beautifully in the world. And that's really sad that that occurs in the church and has been occurring because of the old evil foe who came right up to Adam and Eve and said, did God really say? And put those questions in their minds. Same thing today. Did God really say this? Does God really want to prohibit women? Well, we can say yes. The scripture is very clear on this. And rather than trying to argue with it or massage it or say that Paul didn't like women or that was part of the culture back then, which isn't true because the culture allowed women to do everything back then in the pagan world and so on, but to rejoice in what God has given us and to accept that beauty of the ordering of creation in the church and let women serve in these great opportunities that abound. We have ladies in our church who tend to the sick, who make visits, who drive people to appointments, who provide lunches, who do such wonderful work in the church, and they rejoice in that. They don't want to be pastors. They're not asking for it. They're not clamoring. They rejoice that God has given them a high calling in their baptism to serve in godly vocations. These are all godly vocations.
Tell us about our Redeemer Lutheran Church, just getting off the topic for a while we wind up today's show. Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church, located over on Hawthorne Street. The pastor is the Reverend Donald Jordan, 342-6085. Just tell us about your congregation and your services, et cetera.
Sure. Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church has been around Chico for actually 101 years now.
Really?
In 1910 was the first gathering of Lutherans. Can you believe that?
So was this the first Lutheran church in Chico?
This was the first Lutheran church in Chico.
Okay.
Yes, it was. And there was a little gathering of Lutherans out in Capay, west of Hamilton City, at Trinity Lutheran Church. They came over to be part of us many, many years ago. The old original Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church building still stands at 16th and Salem.
Is that right?
It's a private residence now. You can see the steeple. The parsonage is next door. And there's still a cross on top of the steeple. And that was built in 1926.
Huh.
And then in 1955, we moved to our current location at Hawthorne and Moss, and the current building was erected in 1955, as I said. And so we've been there ever since, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, administering his sacraments faithfully. Many faithful pastors have served over the years, and I've now been at the church for 6 years, and it's been a real joy and honor and privilege to serve the Lord and bring the good news of Jesus and serve him in many ways.
How many members?
Well, on a Sunday, we'll have around 100 to 110 people, a little lower now during the summertime. We do a campus ministry to Chico State University and to Butte College. We have a bell choir. We have a voice choir. We have great organists. We have what we call law and gospel preaching, just straight from God's word. We tell people that they are sinners, but we have good news in Jesus Christ. They are forgiven. We have a liturgical service, what we call a liturgical service, where we hold to the historic orders of worship with the creeds, the liturgy, confession, and absolution. So we are what we call a confessional Orthodox Lutheran church in that sense. And we invite all people to come and partake. You've been blessed to be a visitor on a few occasions. And the one thing that we want to be known by is not by the pastor, not by the people, not by the building, but by Jesus Christ and him crucified.
What time is your service?
Our service is at 10 o'clock. We offer the Lord's Supper every Sunday. And visitors are asked to talk to me beforehand regarding that. And our Sunday school and Bible class is at 9 o'clock, and all are welcome.
Okay, I'll give that number one more time. First of all, Pastor, thank you for being with us on the
show
again.
You're welcome. Thank you.
If you're interested, Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church, the Reverend Donald Jordan is the head pastor there, 342-6085. They're over on Hawthorne Avenue, 342-6085. And that wraps up today's show. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you again tomorrow. So long and God bless.